As much as we sometimes wish that a difficult patch that we're travelling through would end, the truth is that even when the chips are down, we still want to cling to this life. But that won't always be possible. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. And clinging to our present reality often isn't something that we're even aware of. Without even realising it, we become wedded to our circumstances, even if some of them are far from ideal. For me, the incredible disruption of the COVID pandemic was frankly a wake-up call in this regard. I had all these plans to travel for ministry, to take my wife on a holiday, just as you had plans, until the whole deck of cards was thrown up in the air and landed in disarray on the ground. We don't realise how much we take our present reality for granted until it's disrupted. And there's another major disruption on its way, much bigger, in fact, than COVID. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. But the day when the Lord comes again will surprise everyone like the coming of a thief. The sky will disappear with a loud noise. Everything in the sky will be destroyed with fire. And the earth and everything in it will be burned up. Everything will be destroyed in this way. So what kind of people should you be? Your lives should be holy and devoted to God. Much bigger than COVID. Like it or not, the Lord is coming back. This present reality, the whole lot, will come to an end. How should we respond to that? What kind of people should we be? Our lives should be holy and devoted to God. Make no mistake, Jesus is coming back. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And let me tell you, God wants to play a huge part in helping us, in helping you to live that holy life devoted to Him. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called The Grace Transformation. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.